the volume up. You want to have the volume up so it...
Now, Howard, if you were saying to someone, he ought to do this, but then you wanted to negate that, how would you go about
that? He ought not to.
Right. If someone asks you, will you do that, you might say, no, I...
Will not, cannot. Right. I ought not to.
Or just if you wanted to use a contraction for will not.
I won't.
And if you want to say, can you help me, you might say, well, I...
Might. I may be able to.
What sort of owls are there in... We saw one in the parking lot, my very first visit here. What sort are there in this community? You told me at that time you never saw very many around here.
You're talking about O.W.L., an owl?
Yes, an owl.
I've heard of hoot owls, and... I can't think of any other word in connection with them. I don't know when I've ever seen an owl. And you saw one, I think, like about the first time.
Giant.
Mm-hmm. Very seldom seen.
Surely someone had it in the car.
Must have. Because they just aren't common to this area at all.
But it was certainly there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was quite a surprise. Mm. What do you think of a hoot owl is looking like?
Well, you could just describe an owl as a bird that has a rather large head. And...
Well, maybe I ought to ask you, do you think of them being a particular size? Or color?
Yes, a fairly good sized bird. By that I mean, not foot tall, but 8 to 10 inches. And brown, shades of brown.
Have you ever heard of screech owl?
Yes, heard of that. But
now, do you think that it's being smaller, larger, different?
I don't know whether it, I never saw a screech owl, so I just don't know. I've heard the term.
What is the bird that you'll see on a tree frequently, sort of tapping on the tree with his...
Woodpecker.
Right. And the animal that you sort of stay away from because he has the power to give off a very unpleasant...
Skunk.
Do you know some other words?
Polecat.
Right. Are these the same thing?
As far as I know, they're exactly the same.
All right. You ever heard of a civet cat?
No, don't believe so.
In that relationship?
No.
Mm-mm. Is there something that you would, a word that you might use for any kind of animal that you just wouldn't want around your house? That you might say,
not just pest, nothing but that.
Sort of that sort of type word, but usually you think of it, perhaps you might think of it, as being more of an animal nature. Pest could incorporate insects.
Yeah. Now I can't think what word you have in mind. Now if you want to say the word, I'll tell you whether it's common to me or not. I can't think of it.
Do you ever use the word varmint?
No, I would never think of that. No, I would know exactly what it meant if I read it somewhere. Think of maybe rats and mice and things like that would come under that term, wouldn't they? But I wouldn't use the word, I don't expect.
All right. What are the little animals that you find living in trees and gathering nuts?
Squirrels.
All right, are there different colors?
Yes, we've got a white one at school.
Happy.
Mostly they're gray, but every once in a while they'll say, see that white squirrel out there? Now that's an albino squirrel.
Do we have any red squirrels in this area?
Not in this area, I suppose, because I've never seen one that I know of. But there are red squirrels.
The ones we see mostly are gray.
And once in a while we see one right here and down. Saw one run across the street just the other day.
Oh, yes, I've seen them. And they're driving around. A little animal that is found living, I think, in the ground, but I'm not sure, that is akin to a squirrel and has little stripes on its back.
And it's like a chipmunk.
That's what I'm thinking. Uh-huh. I don't know. Do they live in the
barn? I believe they do.
I'm not sure.
Now, you know, squirrels didn't used to be common in town at all because we'd ride out to the Berry School when we were children to see squirrels.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. You didn't see them in town. The Mount Pinnacle.
Do you know of any synonyms for chipmunk?
Chipmunk? No, I really don't.
All right. the kind of shellfish that we're told we're only supposed to eat in months that have an
oyster.
Would you say it one more time? I think I covered
the kind of shellfish that we eat only in months that have R in the spelling are oysters.
That was very complete. The little amphibian that lives probably on the side of a pond and croaks a lot is called a
frog.
All right. Are there different kinds of frogs?